Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel joining us in just a moment.
Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like Fusarium and Rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat, seed, and profits, the choice is clear, Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
Protecting private property rights, feeding a hungry world, standing up for what's right, and fighting against what's not right while improving the lives of all Oklahomans. As the leader of Oklahoma agriculture, this is Oklahoma Farm Bureau's mission. For more than 70 years, we've represented the voice of reason in Oklahoma City and Washington, D.C. To learn how you can be a part of this great tradition, go to okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
Joining us today, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel. And with the recent shot of moisture that we've had across a good bit of the Southern Plains, a lot of folks are thinking about the prospects of putting some wheat seed in the ground fairly soon in order to get it up to stand and ready for some grazing of cattle.
You know, in general, it looks like we've got prospects for very good, fall planting conditions, early planted wheat for fall grazing. So I think we're going to have quite a bit of wheat pasture. Producers are thinking about planting now, and they're going to be thinking about buying those stocker cattle here right away. They'll be buying them over the next month or two. And obviously, one of the questions is, what are we going to have to pay for these calves this fall? I think, today's market is probably a pretty good guide for prices at this point. I don't see a lot of change happening this fall. There's a little bit bigger calf supply coming to town this fall that could pressure prices, but I think this wheat pasture demand will sort of offset that. So I'm really not looking for a lot of change in these calf prices this fall.
Darrell, once we get those cattle on our place, we may need a little bit of hay to help supplement this wheat pasture and any of our fall grazing that we would have going on down into the winter months. From what we've seen, looks like we should have ample hay supplies. Is that what you're hearing?
My impression is that there's a lot of hay has been put up this summer. There were a lot of problems in the Southern Plains with the rains we got in May and June. There's some quality issues. Some of the hay from that time period, if it got put up at all, has some quality issues. After that, however, in July and August, there was a lot of hay put up. So I think quantity is there. Quality is a little more iffy, and that may create some management challenges in terms of how to utilize that properly from a nutritional standpoint.
Lots of hay, good prospects for winter wheat pasture. It looks like we may have a fair number of stockers out in the countryside over the late fall and winter months. Far as price prospects for those animals next spring, Darrell?
Well, again, there's the longer we go, there's a little more downside risk. We know this cattle market has kind of turned the corner. Over time, supplies are going to build, and that's going to pressure prices. Does it happen before, February or into early March when wheat pasture cattle are coming off? I really doubt it at this point, but it's certainly a bigger risk this year than it has been in the past few years. So it's something producers have to keep an eye on. Unfortunately, right now, the futures remains at a fairly significant discount to current cash prices. And so there's really not a lot you can work with there in terms of locking in prices. And so it's just something that producers, I think, have to, kind of have their eye on and be aware of. There's not a lot we can do about it at this point in time.
Of course, the best way to make sure you make money next spring on the cattle that you're selling, buying them right this fall, not overpaying for these stocker animals as they come on to your ranch. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's coming up. The big event for Express Ranches, 21st and 22nd of August. On Friday the 21st, they'll sell 207 head of fall calving females starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Saturday morning at 11 a.m., the big event sale live. It'll be held at the Ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma, or you can see it on RFD TV, Rural TV, Dish Satellite 232, as well as on liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to www.expressranches.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.